you know, you get it. So anyway, it's a good tub. Oh my god.
That's
hey coach, you're up and about. Did you eat something? Huh? You eat something? One chapati. That's good. Good. Yeah? But I feel bad.
Satsang on December 8, 2010 in Simandar City. This is the translation of the DVD on the Parayan of Aptavani 9 in the live presence of Pujadev Niruma as well as Pujadipak by conducting the Parayan, which essentially means the detailed study and the opening up of the vision of what is written in the books of Dinani Purush Tadashri through the presence of the awakened ones, the subsequent Jnanis, the Parayan. Yesterday we finished we were on the topic of Garavata, which is indulgence, small SELF indulgence. DVD number 7, part 19 was done yesterday. Now today is part 20. Part 20, Garavata is SELF indulgence, self-indulgence. Question. Who does the Parakram is the question. Parakram. Why is it not being done? The Parakram. Parakram means adventure. Niruma says Parakram comes much later. Even one is not able to do the Purusharth. Even Purusharth is the five agnas. Even when mind, buddhi, chit and ego are absolutely involved in only one intent and are united in the effort to do the Purusharth, then it becomes Parakram. There is absolutely no listening to the small SELF and its weird ways. Just one is absolutely devoted to the nishchay, the unflinching determination of the self, that this is the way I want to proceed, and that is all, and that is called the adventurous inner spiritual effort, the extreme inner spiritual effort of Parakram, which is this, and for that is indeed needed to remove the atkan, this major spiritual blockade of pride or sexuality or greed. Deepak Bhai says, the small SELF dominates the S capital, and so one is become a servant of the small SELF, and so there is no issues of Parakram at all. In fact, one requires tremendous inner energies and penance to move in the direction of Parakram, and so this the sincerity to the nishchay, the sincerity to the one's decision is the most important thing. To the sincerity to become firm and to follow the nishchay only, and not to give in to one's own will and understanding, because one is always going to do what he likes. One is always going to be self-indulgent. One is going to continue in the old ways, and therefore that is not good. The entire language of law of Gnan is also applied through one's own efforts. One applies the knowledge of the file settling through his own intellect and not through the ways in which Dadashri has informed us. To settle the file with equanimity means it is not just the one stick only. Everybody has a different way of adjusting and to do the settling of the files with equanimity. Everybody's measure is different. One cannot apply the same yardstick on this. And yes, we cannot use the same stick or the same yardstick of settling the file with equanimity with everyone. Supposing there is a buffalo that has entered your room, would you say, would you please leave, would you please leave, will she leave? Hey, would you please leave, will you say that to her, please do not defecate here, this is our home, you will there, will that work? The buffalo also will be confused, she does not know how to get out. So, there is only one way to deal with the buffalo that has entered your room. And so then, as soon as she is entering, just showing her a stick when she enters the doorway is the way to get her out of the problem. So you need to use the language that is understood by the other person. That is called the settling the file with equanimity in the language of the one that the other person understands, not in your own persuasive language here or soft language, etc. So depending on the person that is in front of you, the yardstick, the measuring stick of the settling of the file with equanimity will have to change. One person had a problem with his file too. She used to say, I don't want to go. She used to tell him, no, you're not going to go to satsang. And so he says, please, I have done everything for you in my life. Why don't you let me go to the satsang? She'll say, no way, you're not going there. So then he'll say, well, I'll have to settle the file with equanimity. So if he's, you know, it's not going to happen even if she dies. So there he has to become firm and strong. So he has to just say, I'm going, whether you want to come or not, I'm leaving. And then she followed him. So what are you going to do? So even hers will improve with this kind of attitude rather than the submissive goody-goody husband. So everywhere the file has to be settled in a different way. So now Niruma says, don't employ this with your file specifically. You have to adjust it according to their prakriti. One has to settle the file with intuitive understanding and with understanding. So we need to understand this with a U capital. I had no time to read Dada Vani, says Niruma. But I did not have any special time otherwise. I did not have any other time to do anything else. I used to deduct time from my sleep time to get the work done. The more I used to be in the satsang with Dada, that was it all. At all the time, I was constantly trying to employ the vision of Dada and how is Dada looking at the whole thing. My vision was never on what was happening within the listener. I couldn't care less. All I was saying was whatever Dada said, I was trying to see it from his vision, his enlightened vision. I had zero value for the response of the other person. As I studied what Dada was saying, then that vision opened up within Niruben. Dada Shri used to keep on saying that, oh, keep on seeing Dada and learn. Keep Didi San. The continuous staring or Dada is not called the Nididhyasana. This is the subtle inner Nididhyasana. This is the subtle inner visualization of the point of view of the Gnani Purush. Of how is this all working? How? What is he really trying to convey? What is happening within Dada? What is happening within Dada? What is happening within Dada? What is, how is he looking at it? Yes, in the satsang also you have to observe all of these things. Have you tried to look within and see what was going on? Otherwise, if you try... And one time, Deepak Bhai says, I used to see what Dada was doing alone. I wanted to know what was happening to do in Dada in that time. Dada has such phenomenal observation. And Dada Shri says that the Lord of the three worlds has become subservient to me. Even then I am not unmat, like a tight brinjal or a aubergine. Niruma. This woman says, when the matter and the self come together to each other, leave it alone. What do you want to do with the S capital self and the matter? Why don't you take care of what is happening to your own kashas? Let it all go. Why don't you talk about stuff that helps you? Forget about all of these eternal elements. I wanted to know what is sansar? What is this worldly life? You yourself are the sansar. You are the world. Now look within yourself and find out where you are. Forget about this worldly life outside. You are the world. Leave alone all the rest of it. You are there. This external world is not the sansar. You are the sansar. You are the world. The world of ego is your world, nothing else. The world outside is not the thing. You are it. You are it. If you understand it, then it is very useful. Otherwise, it is useless. If you do not understand that you are the world, then you might as well forget the rest of the world. If you understand it, then it is useful. Next one. When he used to do 3 or 4 samayiks niruma, Dada has said that if you do too much samayik, then you can go in the wrong direction. How do I know? How do I know that this is the limit of the samayik, the niruma? Do you think 3 or 4 is a lot? Well, everybody tells me that I do a lot of samayiks. I'm doing 2 a day. Is that a lot? No. Who is telling? That's not too many samayiks. 2 a day is not too many. No, get him here. I'm going to straighten him out. Whoever told you that I'm doing, I'm going to give him a beating. There is no suffering or pain in some work that he is describing. I have noticed that the work in which I am interested, there is suffering and pain, whereas when in the work that I am not interested, there is no pain or suffering. If you interact with any work, then there is a reaction from that work, sure. You should not be interacting with that work. The work is happening, you should be the knower of that work. To get the interest or not, the lack of interest is not up to us. Even the one who is interested or disinterested is the non-self complex. It is the non-self complex of Alicia that is entering into it, not you. So you should not be saying, I am interested in this work and I am not interested in the work. It is also part of an unfolding process. Next one. Morning till evening, it is happening, Niruma, says Bhavesh. I want to proceed further. When then the ego says, I want to proceed further. And so then and then you have given me some guidance. I have talked with Deepak Bhai and you, but the ego is such. But the ego wants to proceed further. And then it becomes a little above normal. And so I used to think, the awakened awareness should go on a certain track, but every day it goes so that it does not take any specific track. One thing is very important, says Niruma. Everybody should understand that I want to proceed on the path of liberation, not through ego, but through the sense that I want to become free. That is, I want to become absolutely free. How are you going to become free? There's a lot of difference by saying that I want to become free versus I want to proceed with the ego. Also, subtly, the one who says, then ego will catch it. Once ego catches it, then the ego says, I want to proceed on the path of liberation. That's not going to work. That is a subtle inner pull only. And then you'll find that the water is going in the neighbor's farm, not in yours. So you're in the wrong level of application. Yes, I do have the... When I look at it very carefully, I find that he does not want to become free, I want to become free. You got to recognize, says Niruma, he has zero awareness that he is bound. You are the one who says that he is bound. The ego is the one who feels bound, and the ego is the one who says that he wants liberation. It is the ego that is bound. Nothing else in this world of yours is bound. And the ego is nothing but the wrong belief. If you get rid of the wrong belief, you're done with it. You know that I want to become free from this business or this person, or this person is not the issue. It is the understanding with which the ego has got involved in it. If you can become free from the sense of doership, then you can become free. You are not going to become free from your wife. You have to say, this is a file, and from the file, I am getting free from internally, not that Bhavesh is becoming free from the file. See. Before he says to become free from the ego is the question. Yes, these five agnas make you free from the ego, 100%, says Niruma. Yes, when you are in five agnas, you are free from the ego. And then, along with that, you must have the awareness on the ego. You are free from the ego with five agnas, and also you should be aware of the discharging ego. Wherever the discharging ego arises, then you are aware of the one who is bound versus the one who is continuing in the... It's like this. What is ego? It is nothing but a wrong belief structure, is it not? It is the entire complex of wrong belief. There is nothing physical. It is simply a belief. Everything else is already in existence. Everything else is already there in front of you as the discharge. Do you understand? It is not that which is through the mind, speech and body is already expressed in the form of an effect, but the belief in it needs to be changed with reference to whenever anything is happening, there should be the understanding that there is no doers. You see, the one who is on the toilet is excreting, nihari, nihar kareche. And that is the internal awareness. So when you are in gnan, there is no ego. The eater is eating, the speaker is speaking, I, the non-speaker, is simply watching him. Next question. It feels like it's a very heavy buffalo. It is the ego says, I want to become free, I want to become free, I want to become free, like a heavy buffalo. Niruma says, these are the echoes for file number one from past life. It is file number one, and it says, with reference to Bhavesh, is saying the ascetic from past life is unfolding this life, but at the same time in this life he has got married, and so now he has got a little bit of both. He wants to become free in the relative, but at the same time he has got a wife, and therefore there is both of them. So he does not like either one of them. He does not like the sense that he wants to become free, and also he has got a wife, and now that was a mixture, but now he got the gnan, and having received the gnan, there is a newer understanding which is above both. But Niruma says he is much better than before. There has been a significant improvement. Before you used to fly in all different directions, but now we have settled down a little bit. Classic case of a young man who got married and then realized that he really did not want to get married. He shouldn't have gotten married. Dadashri says, you got the train compartment, you got the reservation, you got the ticket, you have already gotten your seat on the Rajdhani Express, the first class compartment. You do not need to move from one direction to the other in the train. Just stay in your compartment, because the train of moksha is of a compartment, first class, second class, third class. Why don't you remain in your first class, which is the state of the non-doership? You know, you just enjoy the newspaper, enjoy the food, relax, watch the scenes. Why do you have to rush into the second class and the third class compartments where there is subtle issues of doership involved? What is this? You see, in other words, this is Niruma says that we were, the Mahatmas are doing garbas on the platform, but as soon as the train blows the whistle, everybody runs and enters the train, whether they're doing garbas or doing whatever they are doing on the platform. Do you understand? Niruma, the fear is that one is associated with renunciation, and then there is another which is a belief that there is pleasure in sex. So you have said from a very long time that I should not go back and forth in the train. But the chit says, let's go for a drive, let's go for a movie, etc. And then you say, I have to do Purushartha and Parakram. That is Purushartha, five agnas, and Parakram is the extreme energies of the S-capital self. Then what is going on, Niruma? I have to go in this direction, so I'm not telling you to do the Purushartha Parakram again of not going to the cinema, but I am asking you to do the Purushartha and Parakram on the inner tendencies that make you go into the moving. I have the constant inner sense that there is no pleasure in these worldly things, Niruma. I get tired, but he might like it, but I tell him that what do you like in it? What do you like in it? What is there to like in it? Many times she tells me that, you know, you're in the movie with me, but I can sense that you're not liking this. So then I bet, you know, so don't come with me the next time. Niruma says this is a mixture. Why don't you remain in gnan only and proceed further? do the drama of the like the Dada used to do with Hirubai. Dada used to tell Hirubai when he used to leave, I do not like it when I'm away from you. And for you, she says, yeah, she tells you that I know what's happening. He says, maybe Dada liked, Dada was similar, like somewhat, but I really do not like without file 2. There's a difference between Dada's file 2 and my file 2. What are you going to do? Yes, but just Bhavesh likes file 2, whereas Dada never liked file 2. See, that is the difference. You see? Internally, yet he was. You see, this is the issues of the drama being played. Dada, in Niruma, you have already created a cloud already. Why don't you have already confused Niruma. Just give me something. Just find out. Do you like this? Sometimes you like it and sometimes you don't like it. And the, what you like, whatever is happening, the likes and dislikes are of Bhavesh, not of mine. Keep it that way. That means just separate from the ego only. The ego is the one that likes it. Whether she asks, the ego, whether I, whatever Bhavesh liked, whatever fruit says arises in Vyavasthit, settle with equanimity and be done with it. And in that I am not there, says, yes, I am pure soul in all of these things. This is neither here nor there. This is of the non-self complex that is unfolding only. But you should just not a comma. I am not this is a comma only. You should say, I am not this, comma, I am pure soul. Then it is a complete sentence. You should complete the sentence, says Niruma. You should not say that this is not mine, this is not mine. You should say, I am pure soul. Niruma, you just said that. He says, Niruma, you just said that, you know, except for Bhavesh, all of you are worldly people only. Yes, you are all pure souls. No, nobody is. Dada, Niruma, we just talk about the wallowing in worldly, in the pleasures of reading scriptures only, being self-indulgent in the sense that I know the scriptures, and so you are stuck in, essentially stuck in the world of scriptures only. Garavata. You're in the. How can I do? How can we become free from the such Garavata Niruma? And what is going on in Aptavani 9 Niruma? Niruma also says it in Samarpan, how to get rid of Garavata. If everybody listens to Anant Var Chadya Panant Prabha, for infinite lifetimes you have climbed the steps to attain the S-capital Self. You have hurt, you have tried your best, you have been bruised. But Dada has given such a straight, simple path of moksha. When one has become free from Garvaras and Garvata, by entering into Garvaras and Garvata, in order to earn 100, one lost 200. This he is reciting Niruma Samarpan in Aptavani 9. And Niruma, the Shastras do come in helpful. He is reading from Niruma and saying that, Niruma. Any medicine taken in excess is poison. Even if you take a medicine, you have to take it in normality. You cannot just take medicines too much. Dada has not said to read the Aptavanis and Dadavanis all day long. Half an hour, do a little samayik. Half an hour, do vidhi. And then do aartis of Dada. Let's do the pados of Dada. And then do the samayik of Shuddhatma. Look at all the pure souls all around you. And so kind of keep switching between all of this back and forth, make him do pratikraman, etc. And then do some seva, which is the service, and do some job to earn some money. And then spend some time with children also and the family members. Also, they should not feel that the parents have become stuck in dada only and are not giving any attention to them. Himanshu, where are you? This is all very important. So Niruma is looking out for Himanshu. This is all helpful to you, is it not? Himanshu. This has to be all. When all of this is in balance, then you will. If you go above normal or below normal, it's not going to help for. It's going to be hurtful. Five agnas is the greatest sadhana. And then these are all the additional things that help you remain in the five agnas. And even this is to go into the level of normality only. If you excesses will hurt, will be hurtful. There is nothing useless in this, but it's going to delay your dhyay, the goal of ultimate liberation. A balance in everything is needed. Then when Mahatmas gather together, let it happen naturally. It's happening in Ahmedabad, Simandar city, it is happening everywhere, is it not? Sometimes it's happening very, very frequently. And also there, just finish 1 hour so that you are supportive to each other in the goal of liberation for all of you. You know, so if you are kind of easing off a little bit, or if you are filled with some evidences of not so much energy in Gnan, then the energy of the other person will lift you up. So satsang is important. Niruma, when I'm alone, then my vritti's tendencies are constantly on. What is Niruma? I wonder what Niruma is doing. Then I don't want to do pratikraman or do any of the other things like vidhi, vachan, pratikraman, samayik, etc. I'm constantly in what is Niruma doing, what is Deepak Bhai doing. That my chit is involved in that only. What is happening is correct, says Niruma, but additionally add the following. So what is Niruma doing? So Niruma is doing vidhi, so then you do vidhi. If Niruma is doing vidhi, then you do vidhi. Then what is Niruma doing? But then what is Deepak Bhai doing? He is doing samayik. So okay, so also then let me do samayik. Then Deepak was writing something. So then if Deepak was writing, so let me do also writing something. Let me do writings also. So this is how you proceed. Slowly, why don't you make such adjustments? When you do the morning stuff along with it, then the whole thing will follow in the same way, is it not? If I do the same thing, then the kids, the people in the family feels that the whole day is involved in it. I'm not really doing anything. He looks, the family members are complaining that all day long he is doing dada stuff only. He has got no interest in anything else. They are saying it's all day he is doing dada. He is not interested in anything that is external. You can tell them. Yes, you can. Yeah, Niruma says you have to ask them, do you want me to do something for you? I can do it for you. I can do some work for you and then be done with it. So then they will not have any reason to complain. Is your mom and mommy here? Your mom is here to get her rid of her worldly interests, is she not? Your mom is here too. That's her mom. His mom. Yes, Niruma says this is so good that one will not have such awareness like this young man. You know, this awareness is very critical to be aware. So add, in addition to the Nididhyasana, add some other work of Dada that has been defined as for Dada, VVPS, Vidhi, Vachan, Pratikraman, Samaya. When you come into Nididhyasana, Niruma, and so when Niruma is scolding somebody, you do not enter into scolding your mom. Okay, let's go. Let us proceed now. Parayan 9, Aptavani 9, proceeding. Dada Shri, reading. And the Dada Shri says, whenever you feel like sitting in one place and not moving on, that is called Garavan. Until the final liberation, one has to move on. One should not be stuck into the fridge of his Garavta. Why? Because pleasure will come, whether somebody will read books and then he will get pleasure. And he will enter, he'll get into pleasure, he will feel a sense of pleasure inside, he will feel silence and he will become, to become, this is another definition of Garanta, to get stuck in any sukh or pleasure. And then some people get stuck in the evidences of pleasure only, says the. And so, and that is where you need to keep your awakened awareness, that I don't need to get stuck in these evidences of pleasure. People do not understand Garavta. What is Garavta? It's nothing but fridge. Garavta means what? Page 312. What is Garavta? Question. You gave the example of the buffalo, so I can understand now. Dada Shri says, yes. It is because of that example. That is why when they see a buffalo sitting in a mud puddle, and then they'll say, oh, look, Dada, look at that Garavta. Yes, Dada says, yes, now you remember Garavta. Garavta means self-indulgence and persistent self-indulgence. And that is why I have given the detailed explanation of Garavta. Garavta means questioner. In other words, this illusion of pleasure is Garavta. Dada Shri says, yes, it's all Garavta. Garavta. And those evidences of Garavta, these worldly pleasures that come, arise in front, are they part of an unfolding effect? Dada Shri says, yes, he has brought it forth from past life only, but now he gets stuck to it again. He says, Dada Shri says, if he is in Gnana and Agna, he will not get stuck to Garavta, but if he is in ignorant, then he will get stuck. So, the questioner, he has to suffer, no? Dada Shri says, yes, it will get stuck to it. Dada Shri says, if he enjoys the Garavta, will he charge new karma? Dada Shri says, no, with Gnana, he will not charge new karma. Dada Shri, he says, the Chitvruti is spread out in so many different directions, no? Dada Shri says, he says, yes, the Chitvrutis have spread in a million different directions. That is why one cannot focus on get into Ekagrata. Dada Shri says, spiritual laziness is different. Garavta is separate from Garavta. Garavta means he does not even think of arising from the puddle, of getting out of the fridge. And the one who is spiritually lazy is aware that I am spiritually lazy, whereas in Garavta he has zero idea that she should move from here. Up until now one has been into self-indulgent pleasures only. The questioner says the sun will set and then the cold will come on and then he will have to move, will he not? But the human beings continue day after day despite the sun setting day after day. Dada Shri says, yes, Dada Shri says, yes, the owner feeds nice fodder, shows all those things, he does not want to move from it. Dada Shri says, only when he has a lot of hunger or when the external environment has changed, then only he will move from his Garavta. So is there a way of moving out of Garavta? Dada Shri says, yes. When the external temperature becomes cold, then he will move. But it does not happen in human lives. Dadashri says currently they are in Garuta, all of them.
But
He says when they become bankrupt, when they have got no money, when their health is not cooperating, then they will move. So is that why they are not able to move away from Garavta? Dadashri says, Garavta. Dadashri says, our people are ready to move away from Garavta, the mud of worldly life, indulgence. Dadashri says, there is no real pleasure in there, there is no bliss there, and yet the world is involved in it. Questioner, then what? So how can one become free from Garavta, Dadashri? Dadashri says, when he experiences bliss, then he'll move. Dadashri says, when he experiences the bliss of the self, then he'll move. But when he has never tasted bliss, how is he going to move away from the worldly sensory pleasures? Dada, our Mahatmas have the Garavta too. Dadashri says, yes. Dadashri says, our Mahatmas understand that this is, they understand Garavta. However, Niruma says, when additional higher level of sukha, eternal bliss, rises, then Garavta leaves. But there is Ras Garavta, this is sensual pleasure Garavta, and Riddhiv Garavta is there is accomplishment Garavta, and then Siddhi Garavta is there spiritual accomplishment Garavta. Then, so the Mahatmas understand that this is Garavta, but that it is some kind of a ghost of Garavta that has stuck to Mahatmas. However, they understand it. And Niruma says, Deepak Bhai says, we have extra material. Deepak Bhai is reading extra material, not in Aptavani. In other words, is Garavta. As long as Garavta does not bother him, that is called Garavta. Once it starts bothering him, feeling is upset, Then as the worldly world bothers him. But in Akram there is no doership. As if the worldly situation bothers him, makes him upset, then it is good. He says, as long as there is Garavta, then it is difficult to get rid of it, no? Dadashri says there is always Garavta present, even for Mahatmas. That is, but one is being bothered by it and the other one is not being bothered by it. Dadashri says the one who is being bothered by Garavta is very high. And Dadashri says the greatest Garavta of Aptaputra of wanting a woman is gone. Garavta of women wallowing in sexual pleasures is gone. Dadashri says their Garavta is a little bit of this ice cream, etc., nothing else. So the Garavta of Aptaputras with reference to women is gone. There's extra material. Dadashri says even the ice cream part is will go away. When the sexuality is gone, that is the greatest things. That then the entire worldly complications are gone. Ice cream will come and go, it's a minor thing. Even now they have decreased it a lot. Now they have decided that party means to put it in Simandar Swami. So he says, whenever everybody says, we want to feed the Aptaputras, Nirvana says, now the Aptaputra says, Nirvana is already feeding us, we don't need the special parties. Yes. But you say, what are money you
give?
So we will donate our money to for the causes of Simandar Swami projects only. He said. He says, I want to give a party, but I cannot give more than 50 rupees. He says, 50 is 50. ₹50 is ₹50. It is worth it. He says, Nirubhai said no, so whatever money I was going to spend for my own pleasures, I'm giving it to the cause of our projects here. Next, ahead. So, Krishna, how can we come? What is the solution to get out of Karavta? Nada Shri says you have to decide in the mind. One has to decide both, either this or this, both are equal. There is no difference in pain or pleasure for such a one. Pain or pleasure is sin. Because you see, one it finds the sense indulgence very pleasant, and therefore to devalue it and to make it the same as pain. In this, so for me, I pleasure or pain is the same. Both are the same. I am not in it. So the prakriti may be pulled towards pleasure. However, you, the awakened one, has to be beyond it and say this or that. Both are the same. Question. When Ras comes, one becomes Rasilo, one becomes one. One is having fun, he becomes a fun enjoyer one, etc. And the one who is playing becomes the player, like Ramu is to play. Ramila means the one who is playing. What have you? Sometimes I feel like. Once or twice I feel like I want to kind of sink into this. Is this not Karavta? If it feels sweet. When you really do not feel like coming out of pleasure, that is called Karavta. You may feel it pleasant, but if you don't feel like getting out of it, that is called Karavta. Karavata. So the sense that you do not want to come out of it, is the Karavta. The awareness of the pleasure is different. Before I used to get a lot of compliments for the nice singing of birds, says Rita. But now I feel nobody should say, tell me that I'm doing this or this. I want to feel like I do not want to get, nobody should come and tell me that I am singing very well. I had a lot of fear in that. Nobody will come and tell you. Nobody, please, nobody compliment her, says Niruma. And so then when nobody gives you compliment, then you believe that, oh, I'm so good. Niruma says, I used to sing like, I'm Lata Mangeshkar. I sing like Lata Mangeshkar. Lata Mangeshkar being the great, one of the legendary singers of India. There was a Hindi Doordarshan. She says, I always, that is, I had the desire, the aspirations to become like Lata Mangeshkar. I try so hard to become like her, the singer, but I have no success in her. So what should I do? Asking Niruma the question in Hindi. I told her, why don't you just get married then? You know, forget about becoming Lata Mangeshkar. You can't become Lata Mangeshkar just because you want to become Lata Mangeshkar. We have a lot of telephones from Doordarshan. We do attend to some emergencies for people who call on the telephone. Next question. Page 373. Questioner. The pleasures of Garavta. You should just kind of, you consider the pleasures of Garavta the same as the pleasures of pain. In what? So when you keep value the same, give the same value to everything in the relative, then the sense, the extra sense of pleasure that you feel in something will go away. But the question is, there any other way for the one who is a Mahatma? Dadashri says, is the effect to Chandupa, is the effect to Elisha, or is the effect to Shuddhatma? If you do not have any effect of Garavta, then you are Shuddhatma, you have become Shuddhatma. This is the ultimate key. If the world does not affect you in any way, if the worldly pleasures or the pain do not touch you in any way, then you are the pure soul. You have become the pure soul. So this is the last key. Where is the pleasure here, and where is the pleasure here? If there are two matters, you just look at it, and so one makes it a zero. And so if you can see that, then it becomes, the last one is, the last key is that the self has no effect at all, is there? So if in other words, if you have any effects of worldly self-indulgence, then you are the pure soul. In other words, this is the ultimate science. Now, Dada, we have come here, we want to do Dada Darshan, we want to sit with Dada. And that interest, is that Garavta, is that self-indulgence? Is that wallowing in worldly pleasures? Dada, she says, that is not Garavta. It is, how can you call it Garavta? That is the main thing. It is the nectar of immortality. We do not have Ras Garavta, Riddhi Garavta, or Siddhi Garavta. We do not have any of the three Garavtas previously defined. The entire world is stuck in Garavta only. The Gnani is never in Garavta, never in... And so next question. Dadashri says, the Lord has become subservient to me, is very pleased with me. Such a one, what kind of qualities will such a Gnani not have? He doesn't have Garva, he doesn't have Garavta, he does not have any Antarang Spruha, no inner inclinations, no Mamata, no minus. And it's Mamata, it's... Then next one. Question. That happens when one rises very high, no? The other she says, no. No. But the other she says, only after all of these leave, then you can be said to be in Gnana. We say that this is a tape record that is playing. There is, you'll never find anyone who to tell you that this is a tape record, this which is just playing. When Garvata leaves, there is no pride, there is no minus, there is no garva, there is no doership, there is no wallowing in worldly pleasures, there is no indulgence. There is then one will recognize and come to realize that I am not the owner of this body, nor am I the owner of these words that are being said. But otherwise, when somebody says something, he will always have the feeling deep down below that I spoke so nicely. And so that is the ownership. When there is no garva, when there is no garavta, when there is no dursh, there is no clash, there is no problem at all, is there? Yes, I must have done some such intentions in previous lives, that this bliss that I have attained, let the world attain that bliss. That is the only reason for the existence of this Dada here on this world. If Dada had opened his own shop, no, he did not do anything. He attained it till the ultimate of the ultimate degree, and then he shared it with the world. And it is on that basis that we are all getting it. This is out of this world. This is not Laukik. This is not of this world. Here our mind, speech and body is absolutely Manohar, that which wins the minds of everybody. And sooner or later it will have to happen in you too, for you too. And so therefore, until then, stay behind the ones who have attained that and become that, B capital, that. Yes, it's Sahajavai. The questioner says, does it happen automatically? Dadashri says, yes, you do not have to do anything. All you have to do in order to get rid of your infinite losses of infinite lifetimes, stay behind the Gnani Purush, follow his every footstep. Jai Sachidananda. This is the end of the... this is the end of the chapter on Garavata. Is it over? No, okay. Have we got any extra pages? No, says Deepak Bhai. Question. What is the meaning of antarang spruha? Inner inclinations, inner desires, very subtle inner desires. Inner antarang, very subtle inner desires and inclinations is called antarang spruha, inclinations. This is, you talked about intensive chintvan, intensive manan, intensive. Manan is thinking, intensive contemplation. Chintvan means to use the chit and employ the chit to visualize, continuous visualization. I have something that is going on continuously in the mind. Nirma says, more than that, you have to apply it. If it's not enough, if you just do the manan on it, you need to move forward with it. Next, now Nirma is reading something else. Jai Sachidananda. I think we have Puja Deepak Bhai is in Amravati. And beautiful image of him coming out of the compartment number 3055 in the train station at Amravati, a blue coach, as he is coming out, a nice photograph on Facebook today. Jai Sachidanand, let us do the Vidhi. Dātmā chūṁ śuddhātmā chūṁ śuddhātmā chūṁ śuddhātmā chūṁ śuddhātmā chūṁ śuddhātmā chūṁ śuddhātmā śuddhātmā chūṁ 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 śuddhātmā Shuddhatmachu, 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 Jai Sachidanand. Jai Sachidanand to everybody. Jai Sachidanand.